Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit and we depend on him to reveal the scriptures. Let the name of Jesus be glorified in Jesus' name. We were talking about the purpose of God, the purpose of life. And today, we're going to study about time and purpose. Time and purpose. See, God started time when he created the world. God does not live in time. Eternity lives in him. He is not bound by time. But when he created the world, time began. He introduced time. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. Ecclesiastes 3, 11. Okay. He has made everything beautiful in its time. God has made everything beautiful in its time. It does not say in his time. Please note that. Right? Genesis chapter 1, verse 5. Please listen prayerfully, for we haven't got much time. God called the light day, and darkness he called the night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. So time came into action. There was evening, there was morning, one day. And we know the earth takes 24 hours to rotate itself. One full round. Genesis 1:14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from night, and let them be for signs and seasons, and for days and years. So God is dividing the different times and seasons. The day is composed of 24 hours. A week is composed of 7 days. A month is, well, 30 days, sometimes 31. And a year is 365 days, or 66, a leap year. See? So God introduced and started the time. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is not bound by any time. He works according to his will. Whenever he wants it, whatever he wants it. He's not in a hurry. He's never late. But we as human beings, we live within time. Everything that we see here on earth is bound by time. But God is not controlled or bound by time. God started time and connected time to his purpose. Time is always connected to his purposes. Time without purpose is meaningless. It's like getting out of space and then you are traveling. Where are you traveling? Nowhere. You are endless. You are going to travel. Don't worry about time. You're not reaching or ending anywhere. You might as well take the watch and throw it away. Are you listening? Time spent without purpose is meaningless. It is suicide. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. And it's a great book and a great chapter where God emphasizes, see the word time, how many times just comes there. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose. Are you there? A time for every purpose under heaven. Time to be born. Who fixed the time of your birth and my birth? God only. A time to die. Can you see that? We live in time. So time must be very precious. A time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted. A time to kill, a time to heal. Time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. Can you see the different times God has put there? A time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away. What is the emphasis here? Focused on time and purpose. But that's what we read in the first verse. There's a time for every what? Purpose. So time is connected with what? Purpose. That's why I said time without purpose is dead, meaningless, suicide. You listening to me? A time to gain and a time to lose and a time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence. See? Many of us make mistakes with this. A time to speak. A time to love. And a time to hate. A time of war. And a time of peace. We are at war now. This is a time of war. And it's getting severe. The time of peace will come when the Prince of Peace returns, our Lord Jesus Christ. So you can see here there is a purpose. There is something connected with a time of a what? A time to be born, a time to die, a time to gain, and a time to lose. There is something happening. There is a purpose. Time is connected with purpose. There is a time for everything. Having a child from the Lord is wonderful, it's a blessing. But having a child before you're married is chaos. It's the wrong timing. Time is wrong. We can go on saying, there are so many things. When it is out of time, God says, no. It was God who introduced time and put us within the time. Now, you can see when God created man, it was not his intention that he should die. If Adam only had not listened to Eve and then he had refused to eat that fruit and then had taken part of the tree, the fruit of the tree of life, they would have lived without any problem. There would have been anything, curses or death or sickness, nothing would have taken place. Now, when they disobeyed God, went on their own will, independent of God, that is a sin of man. Being independent. putting God on our side. We can do it. So death came in, and death brought, set a milepost, a mark, a place where man should end. You see, sin brought death, and death put the mark, put the tag on, you know, and brought a man's life to an end, physical life. So afterwards we read, so-and-so lived so many years and he died. So-and-so lived so many years, he died. 700 years, 800 years. Methuselah lived for 969 years and he died. But, you know, old age is not always God's approval or blessing. Living long number of years doesn't mean that God has blessed them. Do you understand? Let it not be written about you and me that like Methuselah lived for 969 years and he died. Nothing is written about him. He just lived and died. See, God's question is not how long did you live? He will ask, what did you do during those days? What have you done? See, if long life is a blessing, of course it can be, as long as that person is in the will of God and is continuing with the purpose of God. As I say, time or days or years without purpose is nothing before God. There are so many people around the world, in many countries, people who had not heard about the name of Jesus Christ, knows nothing about a living God, Jehovah, the creator of the universe. You know how long they live? 95 years, 100 years. I know a lady who lived 125 years in New Zealand. Does not know God. People live for 115 years, 107 years. They have not known about God. So don't come to a conclusion immediately that just because you live long, it's a blessing. But God is not going to ask us, oh, you live such an amount of time when we die. No, his not question is that. He's going to say, well done. You finished my work. You finished my purpose. That is going to be. The question that we're going to answer, what did we do? Time is connected with purpose. Time is always connected with purpose. So our age does not impress God. Doesn't matter whether you are young or you're old. Don't worry if your age is going up. God said, even when we are having gray hairs, I will call you my son and my daughter, and I will carry you. Others may forsake you. So it has nothing to do with God. Doesn't bother him. It bothers us, you know. So we try to make people happy birthday and all that. Actually, they are not happy, but they are sad because they're getting older. Now, what about John the Baptist? Did he live up to 110? But he finished the purpose of God. He's going to get a great reward in heaven. What about James, the brother of John? He was slaughtered, beheaded by Herod. What about Jesus himself? Almost 33 years, he was gone. Now, I do not say that the long life is not a blessing, but don't come to the conclusion just everybody who lives long has been blessed by God, and then, you know. No. Time is connected with the purpose of God. Even if you live for 120 years and you did not know the purpose of God, you get nothing at the coming of the Lord. Nothing whatsoever. You lose everything throughout eternity. If you are saved, of course, yeah, you will go to heaven. But God is concerned about His purpose. For time is connected with what? Purpose. Come on, say purpose. Right. Now, God wants us to discern time. We must discern our times. We must, through prayer, ask the Lord to give us wisdom to know how we are living and how we are using the time. You know, many are deceived thinking that everything is okay, and probably next month will bring happiness, or maybe next year will bring whatever, and say this just float around like the clouds in the sky and just waiting for God, and when all the time God is waiting on them. In fact, they are wasting their time. Time that's being spent without purpose is meaningless. Meaningless. There is no purpose. Psalm 90, verse 10 to 12. The days of our lives are 70 years, and we, by reason of strength, they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For as the fear of you, so is your wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Teach us to number our days. Can you see that? What kind of purpose that you have fulfilled yesterday? God had a purpose in giving yesterday to us and giving today. What was the purpose God giving last week? Last month, last year, did we fulfill anything? Are you satisfied? They went round and round and round and round and round and round all the time, not knowing that their days were passing by. So Moses got a revelation and said, Lord, please teach us to number our days. Our days are flying so fast. And we fly away. Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Man, this is really, really good portion of study. He who keeps his command with experience, nothing harmful, and a wise man's heart discerns both time and judgment. If you are wise, you will discern time and use the time properly. You see, you can be called for some other purpose and you are spending your time working for somebody else. You are called for some other work where the Lord has called you, but you are spending your time in working and doing for something else. Can you imagine Matthew going back as a tax collector at his office? Because time is very precious. I see in my heart there are so many people, I see they're doing some other work when God has called them for some other thing. And they are spending the time that God has given them to fulfill that work for Him, but they're spending that time, the devil is making them to spend that time in some other thing. The devil steals the time in doing some other work, which is good. Not bad work. Well, the devil knows that you're not going to accept the bad work. So the wise man discerns the time. Now, take what did I say? Ecclesiastes 8:5, is it? Chapter 7, verse 15. Ecclesiastes again. I have seen everything in my days of vanity. The earth is full of vanity, eh? Everything is just what you see is not what the reality is. Deception. People are running about and catching the wind. You can't catch the wind, it won't stay with you. There is a just man who perishes in his righteousness, and there is a wicked man who prolongs life in his wickedness. Can you see that? I told you, just because a man is having a long life, that doesn't mean that God is blessing. The wicked man is having a prolonged life. Do not be over righteous, nor be overly wise. Why should you destroy yourself? Do not be overly wicked, nor be foolish. Why should you die before your time? If you are wicked, you can die before your time. At the same time, you say, well, I don't want to be wicked, but you can be foolish and die before your time. You can make a foolish turn and then die. I mean the left turn. Or a foolish stop, or whatever. God says that here. But God has a time for Him to call us home. But then because of our foolishness, being God's children, we can finish up early. Luke chapter 19, verse 41. Your time is very precious in our lives. 19:41. Now as he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it and saying, if you had known, even you especially this, in this your day, the things that make you for peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you and close you in on every side, and level you and your children within you to the ground, and they will not leave in you one stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation. There is a time God visits a city, a country. There is a time God visits a group of people, a church, a family, an individual. Seek the Lord while He may be found, while He is near. So Jesus says here to those people, He says, you have not known the time of your visitation. See, God works according to time for us, but He Himself is not bound by time. Revelation chapter 2:20. Time is a very important factor for us. 2:20. This is speaking against Jezebel. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you. Because you allowed that woman, Jezebel, who calls herself prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her what? I gave her time, time or space, same, to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent. The time was given for a purpose. For what? For repentance. For repentance. And people said, oh, well, nothing has happened to me. That's what they say. And the Holy Spirit says, you're stupid. Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2. Verse 3. And do you think this, O man, or O woman, you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing the goodness of God leads you to repentance? God is patient, he's waiting, he's giving time for us to repent. And we think, and well, nothing has taken place. And the Holy Spirit said, do you not know God is waiting that we may humble ourselves and repent? That's why the time has been given. Haggai, or Haggai, whatever. Chapter 1. People want to pronounce in many different ways. As long as you reach that book, I'm happy. It's after Zephaniah and before Zechariah. Chapter 1, verse 2. Thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, This people says, the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. The word of the Lord came to Haggai, the prophet, saying, is it time for yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses, and this temple to lie in ruins? The people said that there is no time for them, you know, that they were busy in building their own houses. And the time has not come to build the temple of the Lord. And God says, so it's time for you to build your house and not mine. Deuteronomy. We should discern the times. A wise man will discern the time. Deuteronomy chapter 2. Here comes, most of the churches will come into this, and many, many people, even many of us, sometimes some of us over here, or many of us. Chapter 2, verse 1. Then we turned and journeyed into the wilderness of the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord spoke to me, and we skirted or went round and round Mount Seir for many days. And the Lord spoke to me, saying, you have skirted this mountain long enough. Turn northward. See, they were going round and round and round, wasting their time. There was no purpose in putting round to that mountain. Sometimes the mountain is something like the problem. You go round the mountain, round the mountain, round the mountain, instead of speaking to the mountain and moving away from it. Go round the mountain, and God says, now wasting your time. Why are you circling round the mountain? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. Go round and round and round and round, not knowing you're getting OLD. Do you know the spirits, the demon spirits are working so fast because they know the time that is finishing? Matthew 8 chapter. Sometimes we are not even wise like the demons. Shame. Matthew 8:28. When he had come to the other side, to the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two demon-possessed men coming out of the tombs exceedingly fierce, good Lord, so that no one could pass that way. And suddenly they cried out, saying, "What have we to do with you, Jesus? Son of God, have you come here to torment us before the time?" The demons know that there is a time set by God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the triune God, that they will be plunged into the abyss with Satan, and all the unbelievers who rejected Jesus Christ were not washed by his blood. So these demons, they ask, "Have you come here before the time? It's not time yet. Why have you come to torment us? Leave us alone." They know the time, so they work fast. You remember that it is written of the devil, that Revelation chapter 12, we can't go to every scripture. The devil, once he's pushed on from there, knowing that there's a time is short, and come down to persecute the people of God and to deceive the whole world. Are you listening to me? So the time is very short. Time is connected with God's purpose. Always. God has given you time to fulfill his purpose, his call on your life and my life. That's why the time has been given. The number of days, the weeks, the months, years, God has protected you and me even until this time. You know why? That we may rise up and fulfill the purpose of God with his power, walking in his word. Totally depending on the Holy Spirit. That is why your life and my life has been spared. And we take time loose. We take time very light. Sometimes we should sleep on, you know, fold our hands, and God understands, and all kinds of excuses we give, but we are tired, and we engage ourselves into all kinds of different other jobs which God has not called us to do. People who should be preaching the gospel, they are just child-minding. People who should be going out and then giving out tracts or getting into worship, they are catering some Goliath or some person who is not born again, devilish, totally son of Belial. People who should be out in the field of battling like Samson, that they are preparing something for the Philistines and entertaining them. But the time and the protection, the knowledge and the anointing, the guidances, the teachings, everything has been, God has been giving them day after day, week after week. The Lord has been speaking to them through his servants in order that they will rise up and fulfill the purpose of God. For time has been given for that purpose. Time is given to fulfill your purpose. The call of God on your life. What are you doing? Is that all your life? I'm working for something. I'm working for something here. I'm earning my money. God is asking you, what for? What did I call you for? Why did you come here for? Why are you listening to this sermon for? Why is it that I am not talking to somebody else? We have not heard the gospel at least even once in a remote village. Why should you listen? Why should you come over here? Why should the Lord preserve your life and given you time? Only for one reason. To fulfill your call. To fulfill the purpose of life. Are you listening? John 2:3-4. John chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. Jesus knew that he had to move according to the time, and God the Father gave him time to fulfill his purpose. And there were so many purposes God gave him. We know one of the main purposes is to save human beings from the pit of hell. John chapter 2, verse 3. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." My hour has not come yet. Okay? Are you all listening? That means my time has not come. God set forth specific times for his purpose to be fulfilled through Jesus. Same thing with you and me. You miss it, you miss it. It may not come again. Most of the time it will not come again. But sometimes God will give a second chance or even a third chance, provided we repent and then we rise up and do his work. John 11:6. So when he heard that he was sick, that means Lazarus, he stayed 2 more days in the place where he was. He delayed. He allowed the time to go on because it was not time for him to go to Bethany. He waited. For Jesus is not bound by time. He is God in the flesh. Are you listening to me? Nobody can hurry him up. One man said, "Come soon and lay hands on my child and that you may live." Jesus said, "Go, he lives." You can't just press him and then hurry him. You remember that man who came for his servant, and then he was going there to heal him, and then in between this lady with the 12 years blood flow came, and then he got delayed and all. He was, you know, he is not pressed in by time, bound by time. And while he's talking here, somebody comes and says that he had died. John chapter 5, verse 25. "Most assuredly, I say to you, the hour or time is coming, and now is." Can you see? There's a time for every purpose, and now is, "when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who will hear will live." While Jesus was speaking, and Jesus is saying, the time is here now, that whoever hears the voice of the Son of God will live. That means they will be enlightened. They will be separated, set aside to become the children of God. And also he continued to say, verse 28, "Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming," or the time, "in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice." That is in the future. Those who are in the graves mean those who are already dead and gone from this, out of this world, whose bodies are lying in the tombs. They will hear the voice of the Son of God at the time of the last day of the resurrection. The first time is talking of while he was there speaking at that time. And even now, when his word is being preached, the Holy Spirit makes whoever hears the voice of the Holy Spirit, voice of Jesus Christ, they will be born again. If you're born again, let me tell you, your spirit has heard the voice of Jesus Christ. But he said, what? I don't know how I heard it. But I know something has happened within my heart. You have heard it. Nobody can be born again without hearing the voice of the Son of God. Somebody say amen. Luke 13, 31. Luke chapter 13. Here threat is coming for Jesus. Herod is waiting to kill him. So actually the devil is trying to put fear on him, but you can't do that. Jesus is very, very sharp, filled with the fullness of God. See the answer he's giving. And he said to them, verse 32, go and tell that fox, behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Jesus knew the time, and he said, I am going to continue on this ministry the way I started. That's the way that I'm going to continue and finish it. What am I going to do? Cast out demons. That's what he says first. How church has missed it, eh? I'm going to cast out demons. You know, said I'm going to have a Bible study, or you know, said that I'm going to have a whatever. I'm going to lay hands on the sick. And on the third day, so that means till the last day that I am gone out of this earth, I'm going to be doing the things which I started doing. I started this way, I will continue this way, and I will end it this way. Amen? So because Jesus knew the time, what the work Father had given him. John chapter 4. See, time has been given for you and me to complete the call of God, the fulfill the call of God, the purpose God has given to us. That's why we are living. Chapter 9, verse 4. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. In other words, he's saying, I have to be engaging myself in the ministry that the Lord has given me. The night is coming when no one can work. Night is coming when no one can work. You see, Jesus knew that as long as God has given him time, that he will be busy with the work of the Lord or the ministry. But Jesus said, night is coming, a different time is coming, and no one can work. So do whatever that you want to do for the Lord now. Don't wait for tomorrow. Don't wait for next week. Don't wait for next month. Don't wait for next year. For things are not going to change. If we wait until things are changed to get ourselves engaged in the call of God, in the purpose God has called us for, that'll never happen. Why? Because Satan is a god of this age. He is going to put hindrances, blocks, and all kinds of things. And we need to kick that thing off by the power of God and the word of God. And do the works of the Lord, for time will come we cannot do. The time will come we cannot serve the Lord. This is not end of the world or in the rapture. Yes, when the rapture takes place, grace of God, if you have been living in the will of God, waiting for Jesus, yeah, you will be taken up. But then, in our individual lives, we miss the mark, we waste the time, that's it. Another time will not come for us to take up whatever that he has called us for. hold on to that and fulfill the ministry. No, we can't do that. You see, God times everything and plans everything. Watch this. Esther chapter 4. Oh Lord Jesus, please help us. Verse 13 and 14. And Mordecai told them to answer Esther, "Do not think in your heart that you will escape in king's palace as more than all the other Jews. For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place. But you and your house, your father's house, will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Time factor is mentioned twice in verse 14. If you remain silent at this time, that means if you don't care, if you don't take up the challenge, if you don't think about, sit down and find out why you are here, why the Lord has called you into the kingdom, why the Lord has brought you over here, why the Lord has taught you all these things, why is it that you have come to know some anointed, well-known servants of God, and why is it that you have been taught some very special spiritual truths of getting wisdom and attacking the enemy when others do not know. Others are still praying ABC prayers, infant prayers. But you have been taught, you have been called, you have been time and again taught the word of God, and you don't realize that. And like Esther, if you remain silent, God says, God will perform and bring it to pass the ministry and the purpose that he has for that time and the purpose through somebody else. He will somehow fulfill his purpose. He can do it even through a donkey. But you will never escape. And Mordecai continues to say, who knows that you have come into the kingdom in such a time as this? Why is it you have come into the kingdom in such a time as this? How are you spending your time? To whom are you working? What is the work that you are engaged in? What will you do with the money that you earn? What will you do with all the things that you have? If persecution arises overnight in the city against Christians, what is going to happen? There was a time the Lord waited upon Sodom and Gomorrah. And there was a time that Lot went about telling whoever, even those two boys were going to get married to his daughters. And the time was over. And the judgment came. I want to say this. Your time is running very fast, and my time. Our days are finishing so quickly, it'll never come back. 2002 will never come back. Last month, June, is over. Even last week is over. What are we waiting for? The King of Kings is about to return. So, the Holy Spirit warned through Mordecai. Mordecai is the type of the Holy Spirit. He says, what if the Lord had brought you to the kingdom in such a time as this? What do you think that you are a queen now? What purpose? To enjoy yourself? You people, some of you think that you are, because you are in a country like this, that you are so blessed. I'll tell you, you can have everything and then you can live in poverty, spiritual bankruptcy and poverty, dissatisfied, mourning, not satisfied in anything, whatever. Yeah, as the church says, I am rich in everything. Jesus said, you are naked, you are blind, you do not know, to the church of Laodicea. And to the other church, he said, You do not know. You have a name that you are alive, but you are dead. John chapter 12, verse 23 and 27. John 12. Oh, this is so important, please. All my desire is that we should fulfill the purpose and call of God, that we may be in the correct place in the correct time with the correct people, and God may provide not only the earthly provisions, but He will keep us in peace and full of joy, the heavenly joy no money can buy. Nothing can buy the peace of the Holy Spirit. John 12, 23. But Jesus answered them, "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified." You see, there was a time. Everything was according to time. "More assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, remains alone." Can you see? The hour has come. 27. "Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I came to this hour." Can you see the purpose is connected with time? I don't know whether you are getting this in your heart. I really do not know. "For this purpose I came to this hour." Jesus knew that the hour has come for Him to give Himself as a ransom for all the mankind. It's the very same thing. Esther was put in that place with a purpose to deliver the Jews at the risk of her life. Oh, it's going to cost you. If Esther has waited, "Well, I think I'll wait until this 1 month passes because nobody can get near the king. So please, Mordecai, you have to understand this. I mean, God is not stupid for me to go and die halfway through." So no, she risked her life. She said, "If I die, I die. You go and fast, we will also fast." And she got on her knees and she went, risking her life, and God gave the victory. Today, it's been written of her. So Jesus said, "For this purpose, I have come to this time." Have you considered your time? People just celebrate their birthdays. People just take very light of their number of years. It'll never be given back to you. It is so precious. Go and see every tomb. There is a time, and the time is marked all the time. There is a day beginning as a day end. God gives the time for us. And we can foolishly, without any meaning, spend the time and go off early, or live like fools for a long time and think that God has blessed us. Fools sometimes live long, and wicked people can also live long. We just read it from 7th chapter of Ecclesiastes. Yes, John chapter 7 verse 3. Oh Jesus, please help us, oh Lord, as we are listening to these words. "His brothers therefore said to him, 'Depart from here and go to Judea, that your disciples also may see the works that you are doing. For no one does anything in secret while he himself seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world.' For even his brothers did not believe in him. Then Jesus said to them, 'My time has not yet come, but your time is always ready.'" Verse 8, "You go up to the feast. I am not yet going up to the feast, for my time has not yet fully come." You see, Jesus moved according to the time. He knew how to use the time. He did not want to go there earlier than get into a mess. He waited for the moving and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. You see, when you see a railway station or in the airport, you see some people who are in a hurry, isn't it? They are rushing so fast. And some people, they are taking their cool time and eating something, and some are walking and some are seated. Are you there? What is happening? I believe for those people who are rushing away, they are late. They are late. Time is not enough for them. And those who are taking their cool time there early. But everything is connected with time. It's time. You see a lazy man? The clock is not running for him. He's not concerned about, as I said, time without purpose is time spent without meaning. Suicide. John 17, 1 to 5. Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come, glorify your Son, that your Son also may be glorify you. The hour has come, the time has come. Can you see that? The time has come. You know, in Numbers chapter 13, 1 and 2, God said to Moses, send out spies and all that to Jericho and, you know, to Ai, by the way. See that? To Canaan. And why am I speaking? And God said, okay, go. And they said, no, we heard that there are giants there. That was the time that they should have gone inside. But they refused. And God said, okay, you're not going. They missed the time. And they said, no, we will go. And they went and they were beaten up. There was a time that God waits. You bypass that time. God said, okay, carry your cross. There is a time to be delivered. There is a time to be accepted. There is a time to set up in faith. You miss the time. And God said, okay, you wait here. I will get the work done through somebody else. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 and 16. Are you really getting this into your heart? You should know that for now, I'm not going to speak about this forever with you. And treasure these days. Not going to happen forever. God has set a time. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. See then that you walk, what? Carefully. Not as fools. Circumspectly means carefully. Not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming what? Redeeming what? Speak aloud. The time. Because the days are what? Evil. Bible time and again says the days are evil. So God says, redeem your time. Steal some time and then do whatever that you need to do. Spend time in the Word. Spend time in prayer. Call upon my name. I will show you the way to go. Otherwise, you're going to spend meaningless. Just like Moses and all those people skirted around the mountain, you go round and round and round and round. Hey, we came this way, didn't we? And then we come back. Oh, the same mountain. Oh, that's okay. Maybe a same, similar one, not the same. You go round, round, round. And finally, God had to tell Moses, you have gone this way too long. What you permit will continue. It'll go round and round and round. See? So time is always connected with God's purpose. Time has been given to fulfill God's call on your life and my life. Time is very precious. We cannot ignore time, our days and our weeks. Don't be deceived that, you know, time will bring healing. If time brings healing, time is God. time is not God. God is God. Time will be over at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Or if the Lord calls us, we get out of time. Our spirit is living right now in eternity, if we are born again. For our body, it is limited time. It shall return to the dust. But when Jesus comes, times will be erased. Eternity. I won't say it will begin. It is there. We enter into eternity. In fact, as I said, our spirit has entered eternity. Our mind has not caught up with it. So think, what are you going to do with your time? Do something that is perishable. You can work and do whatever, achieve many things, gain the whole world. And Jesus said, if you lose your soul, what is going to gain? Jesus said, if you lose the first life, that is this life, you will get the second life. But you hold on to the first life, you lose the second life. You cannot get the second life without losing the first. There is no other way. This is real. The devil is real. God is real. Angels are real. And demons are real. And the word of God will abide forever. He who does the will of God abide forever. So consider time. Be wise. Time is given to fulfill purpose. May the Lord bless you.